bouncing off from the top, so they're putting Deering there, and she's the fight on two garbage rebounds and buckets. Well, plus you can hide Peterson under those big girls. You know how big girls get lost when they got a smaller girl there, they don't think they're going to pass out. And again, like you just said, the turnover there by one of the guys actually picked the target himself, which that doesn't happen very often. And here comes our first substitution of the night. Right inside to Peterson again on the right side. This time she's double teamed. Apparently, we're going to get a 5 second call. I thought she was going to probably bounce it off her foot, which you can still do in high school. And that first substitution there, did you catch it?
Yeah, Ashley Lancock coming in. It looks like Kelly Ruggles is going to take a breather.
And bringing up the court is Stafford. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And Dusty with the lead, 7-6. And here comes our second foul of the game. That one's going to go against Eric Matson. And I believe I'm saying that right, Brent.
Yes, correct. Maybe it looks like the peeling up period is over with. Now they're getting a little more aggressive, a little more physical. Now they've got two quick fouls, the one on each team.
Neither one of these teams are what I would call a slow tempo team. They both like to push the ball. And it's hard, as coaches, you know, it's hard to make teams be very patient and run plays. They want to get there and hustle and get some baskets and get ahead and push the ball.
And that's probably the reason we're seeing the 2-3 zone from both teams, to kind of force them to try and slow down a little bit on offense.
Forcing close for a long three, and she can't hit, but the rebound all the way in with Whitney Clark. She didn't box anybody out. She came from right in front of the Laker bench. You can hear the Laker fans behind us yelling rebound. I would be yelling box out before I'd be yelling rebound. The
Lakers has got to do a better job of boxing out. They're eventually definitely come back to home.
And I'll tell you what, they're getting lucky right now, because Close can put up some threes when she wants to. She's averaging one a game, but she's had more than that in the game. So now comes the press again. This time they pick off the half court, and Lakers maintains the ball on the top by so short of the possession area. 5:27 to go. Dusty with the lead, 7-6 here in the first half. At the top, the ball is Crone. Bounce passes into Peterson. Now they got him switched around. They got Peterson at the top and Deering in the bottom. And that was a long shot from Matheson. Still no good. Rebound control by
Matheson. Hasn't any luck yet tonight, but she can make those shots. Those 18-footers or 3-pointers, she can make those.
I'm glad she hasn't stopped shooting. As many times as she's missed, I'm glad she hasn't. And Dusty got it in there, down to Lancock to get her shot off, and it was short. We got stuck in the cracks there, and tipped out of bounds then by Sandusky.
It almost looks like Sandusky's dropping back to a little three-quarter quarter, half-court trap almost. They're trying to...
First quarter, they really didn't put pressure on. Now they're trying to go for this pass on the side here. They're forcing into the favorite place to trap, you know.
Exactly.
Right there across the timeline. Now, you know, he's going to point there. Maybe Matson can hit it from the left side. You can hear Tom in the background wanting Matson to go to the left side. Maybe that's where she needs to shoot from to finally make that basket. Now we got Carmen over here on the right side and Crone running at the top. Matson gets it on the left side. She's covered tightly by Cross, but she smartly dribbles to the paint. Now she throws it back out to the Crone. Nobody seems to want to take the shot for Lakers right now. Crone is wide open, but she just doesn't want to take it. Now they feed it into Peterson. She fights out three defenders, shoot around, and then goes off the glass and makes a nice move.
I think that was actually a person Deering that got that bucket again. I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry. Deering. She did a great job to get that inside. We're going to have a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here right now, Brent, and talk about the fact that Deering made that move as nicely as she did.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't been paying attention, Miss Deering has all 8 points for the Lakers. So I think that's why Coach Mike called the timeout to discuss that.
And the fact that nobody else, I mean, Matson's shooting the ball. Crone has been wide open. Now, I don't know if you pick up our background here where the fans are screaming for her to shoot. She's been wide open. I mean, I guess I would want her to take the shot. She's in the top of the paint area by the free throw line. I guess so, maybe Coach Cavett here would tell her this time, hey, don't be afraid to take a shot. We got rebounders there.
Yeah, really. Her and Taylor Cameron have only shot one time each. Madison's taking several shots, which were good shots, but nobody else really looks to be creating any offense.
And, you know, they had three players down there, and Deering had to get that ball in between three players. She turned and still made a move. And she didn't leave her feet. I can't wait to see what they do when they get her jumping on her, you know, using her legs and really using her height.
How about the future of Lakers? We've already seen the freshman Paul Zimmer on the boys' side, and now they got freshman Kayla Deering on the girls' side.
They sure do.
Their future is bright over there.
And we're back now at lab action. 4-1 to go. The next Lakers with the lead, 8-7. And the fans here on the left side too. I believe it was Deering.
It was Deering. The left shot. If she got the shot, he's in a corner with the body. She definitely got her down low.
That's a good call. The fans don't like it. They saw the block and then they didn't see the after. And they, you know, so many people feature, you know, credit to them. So many fans see the black shot, but they don't see what happens after the black shot. So that's going to be her fault.
first, team second. And at the line is Krause. Krause misses the first one. Second one's up, no good. Rebound control by Matson. Here they come. They didn't give him time to set up in their front this time. 8-7 Lakers with the lead. And in the first quarter, Vassar's got the lead right now. 10-8 over Marlott. Vassar's big. Could create some problems for Marlott if they're not careful. And now we're going to get a 3-second call on Lakers. That's going to be I don't know who they called that. That's the second three-second call they've got in the last 2 minutes. So they got to be a little more careful down there.
Jenny got the ball down low. I thought she was off the glass, but we're right here on the floor level, so it's hard to see right there.
And again, Lakers is doing a good job of not being afraid to get in there and be a little bit aggressive with Sandusky. Sandusky's trying to throw the ball into the top of the paint, and every time there's one there, Lakers has responded with either a tap or a steal or deflecting the ball.
They've done a great job of closing down that and not allowing him any passing lanes, and because of that, like you said, they've got some steals and some tie-ups.
And into the game for them is a Kristen Kroenke, I believe they're going to call it. I don't want to shout at her name there.
Kroenke is right.
And there was a long shot there by Kroenke, a good rebound control by Lakers.
I definitely think this low-scoring shot right now is in favor of Lakers, although they're going to get called for that foul there. Taylor Comment put a pretty good hit on Whitney Fox.
And that was a little bit of a frustration for her, I think, at the same time, and wanted to say, hey, we're not intimidated by you at the same time. She and her teammate Mason lose the ball there, and she went to go get it, and they both kind of pushed, and she said, hey, you're not going to intimidate me, and this close ended up on the floor.
Exactly. Lindsay Ball checked in for Lakers. She's going to give Erica Madison a quick break.
Comment's first ball. She's third. Nucky with the ball. Over on the left side now to... I got to say, the left side was put up there by Fox, and it was. Fox gets her first three of the night, taking the lead back for Sandusky now 10-8 with 2:57 to go here in the first half. Here comes the half-court track. They get it to Deering. Deering throws it to the right side. Out there to Albright. Is that Albright or is that Richmond?
Ashley Richmond, I believe. Yeah,
Ashley Richmond, the 5'6 junior's in, and her shot's just short. Rebound goes out of bounds off the Lakers. They call the foul.
I think they got Casey Peterson for a little push after the shot, so Sandusky's going to get possession.
And Sandusky brings the ball up the court. Cross to the right side, over to Gravitz. Gravitz gets it again from Hale. Now she puts up the three. It's a good rebound control there. But Fox's rebound is too high. Now Peterson and Sandusky get the rebound.
Lakers is going to have to do something. There is no weak side rebounding. Those long shots are coming off the backside, and Lakers has nobody there, and Sandusky's picked up several of them. Fortunately for Lakers, though, they've not been able to convert any of them.
Nobody is watching what Fox is doing, like you said, on that weak side. She's sneaking right in there for it. So far, they're surviving that, though. They have the ball, but they're trailing by two here in the second quarter, 2:11 to go. Peterson with the ball. Brings it back to the top to Comet. Comet ball kicks, throws it back to Peterson. Peterson's going to take the 24. Rebound control there by Close. And here comes Sandusky up the court now. 2-point lead, 10-8, 1:55 to go. Close is wide open. She looks for the 3, no good. Rebound control by now, but there is a knee. It's coming out the back of the wall. Ball came up, and they're going to call for the double dribble. She came out of there. She did not have under control. The fans don't agree, but I got to tell you what, folks, she did hit it with two hands.
Yeah, she absolutely did. That was a great call. The ref was standing right there. Coach Thomas was arguing. He must have seen it as well.
The fans have a tendency to forget that they're right there at the same level. So a long shot there again by Sandusky, and the rebound, a little control by Gravitz, and she's coming over to Coach. I believe Coach picked up another three right there.
Guys, they're going to get it too, but you're exactly right. They've got to control that weak side rebounding. It's just killing them right now.
Once again, they make it up to the court with no problem. Comet now gets the ball back from Peterson. Throws it over to the right side to Comet. Back to Peterson. To Comet. To Peterson. Back to Comet at the top. Swing it around over to Comet. Corner now to Comet. Comet swings it back. Wide open at the free throw line. It's Peterson. Peterson's side hits the rim. Comes back out. Rebound by Hale and two Lakers. And Sandusky is going to give it to Sandusky. With 1 minute to go here in the first half, it's Sandusky 12, Lakers 8. Sandusky brings the ball off the court here. Under 1 minute, 54 seconds. They throw it to the left side to Fox. Fox throws it down in the corner to Kroenke. Back inside to Hale. Hale swings it back out to the top.